Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Fox FM, more hits, more favorites. Good morning. It's Avery and Reader joining you here at 538 here in Saskatchewan, 638 out in Manitoba. And we're kind of on that fence point where you can still use your windshield wiper fluid to kind of defrost your windows.
That's what I did this morning.
That's what I did, exactly the same thing, too.
I did that, and the side windows, I opened them. That was my defrosting this morning.
I did the exact same thing.
I was running a little slow this morning, so like, I don't have time to scrape. So I just windows down, defrost on the back window, windshield wiper fluid for the front to take care of the windshield.
Oh, and I'm thinking the same thing in my car where it's like, man, like, and in the winter, you're going to have to get up much sooner to the point where you can scrape your windshield
yeah.
and you can unplug your car. And it's like, my goodness, I am not mentally prepared for that yet. And it's already November.
It's going to be okay.
It'll be fine. We'll be able to tough her out.
Reader's excited because he's got a lot of boring, pointless stories that Avery has never heard.
One trick is to tell him stories that don't go anywhere, like the time...
Pull up a chair and grab a coffee.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Good morning, you're listening to Fox FM, looking at a high of 3 degrees for today, and you're starting to see a lot more poppies out and about here in the area.
Yes, indeed, it is that time of year. Remembrance Day is coming, of course, November 11th, and it's a way we can pay tribute to those who fought and made the sacrifice to give us the lives that we are able to lead today.
And they're pretty darn great lives.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for poppies, all you got to do is look around at local businesses. They'll have those trays out, and obviously proceeds going towards your very own local Legion, wherever you may be.
We're still trying to be the funniest kid in grade 6.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I was craving grilled cheese and tomato soup yesterday, but unfortunately did not have margarine to make the darn grilled cheeses.
No.
So I might have to wait till Saturday when the Sturgis Reed Club is looking to put on a soup and sandwich lunch.
Yeah, it's a good excuse to go and grab a bite to eat. 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. All proceeds going to the Senior Club in Sturgis. You can call Betty Lou to pre-order. 306-547-7513.
In grade 9, Reader broke his wrist running into a brick wall. No smartphones, so no video.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
So I live in a basement, and it seems like a lot of bugs like to crawl their way down into my home and live there, considering how cool it's getting outside.
Yeah.
I've found 4 maple bugs in my apartment.
Really?
Since probably about last Monday. It is getting absurd. I don't know if anyone else is having this maple bug infestation problem, but it's getting out of hand.
I haven't had maple bugs. There's these one odd little bugs that I see every once in a while, and I don't know what they are. They look like they're little, and they're red, and I don't know just what exactly they are, but I always seem to notice them. Like if I flick on the light and I'll see one on the counter once in a while, or you move something out of the way, but I'm not sure what they are. And it's not like I'm infested with them. I just see one once in a while.
Every once in a while. Hey, there's always those few little bugs that you catch and it's like, what is that? What the heck is that? I've never seen that before, right? Oh my goodness. But yeah, thankfully the creepy crawlies will be gone at some point soon with the cooler weather rolling in.
Freeze them out.
Get them out of here. 306-783-3699. Are you having any bug infestation problems?
CFGW FM. Traveling along the number one, it's 102.9. As more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Coming up in less than a week from now, we're going to be hanging around the same time zone as Manitoba.
Yeah, the time change is coming up here Sunday morning around 2 a.m. So, our friends to the east will have to change their clocks and fall back an hour.
Yeah, that's always been a weird thing here in Saskatchewan, that we are one of the, we are the only province that doesn't change, along with, I think there's a territory or two that doesn't change. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, it's kind of easy for us. We don't have to worry about making the switch at all. So I will say, speaking as a radio guy, it's an odd little thing, but it's a time saver when we only will have to say one time in the morning.
You won't have
those precious seconds that we save.
Exactly. You won't have to say the Saskatchewan time and then the Manitoba time. I'm sure that makes things a lot easier for everyone in the building.
Avery doesn't see this time of year as the season of fall. He sees it as football season.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
We're going to play a game called Movie Madness. So basically, we're going to come up with a maddening sentence that describes a movie, and we each have to guess what movie we're talking about.
Okay.
Okay, you go first.
I'll go first. Okay. Too much ice equals travel delays and a whole lot of unsatisfied customers.
Oh, Day After Tomorrow? No?
Titanic.
Ah. Uh-huh. Darn it.
Yeah, yeah. Too much ice. That bird got him.
That would definitely...
Okay, here's one for you. Kids drink too much coffee, according to crusty old man with cutlery obsession.
Oh. Kids... What? So, eat too much... Drink too much coffee?
Yep.
Oh, man. Cutlery obsession. Oh my gosh, I'm stumped.
A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Freddy and his knives.
Yes.
Okay. Drink that coffee to stay awake. Of course. All right, you got one more?
Okay. Young man unsatisfied with job finally gets a promotion, but it's not what he expects.
Is that Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah! Well done!
That's pretty good. I like that one. That one's awesome. We got... this one. Group spends 9 hours returning jewelry.
Oh boy. Ocean's 11?
Lord of the Rings.
Ah, okay.
Dad has to pick up daughter. They're very vague.
Oh my goodness. I don't know.
Taken.
Oh, Liam Neeson.
Yes. Then the last one. All an illegal immigrant wants to do is go home.
E.T.
Yeah.
I got one more bonus one for you, too.
Okay.
It's Soggy Canucks in Love.
Soggy Canucks in Love. Canucks. Free Willy?
The Notebook.
The Notebook.
Starring Canadians Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams.
That's awesome. Well, hopefully everyone enjoyed that edition of Movie Madness.
Avery grew up near Waka, and Reader's trying so hard to not go all Fozzie Bear right now.
Waka, waka!
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
So this past weekend, my upstairs neighbors moved out and they had control over the temperature in the house. They would crank the heat up and they had it at a pretty good temperature.
Okay.
Before they left. They ended up shutting it off when they left, and my place was freezing yesterday afternoon. I had to crank my electric heater on, so I hope that everyone else is staying warm out there.
I've had to break mine out the odd time. In my building, it's water heat, like the old school radiators,
oh, yeah.
Right? And I'm not sure if they're on a thermostat or on a timer or what it is, but when they're going, it's good and it's nice and warm in there. But when they're not running, it can cool off a little bit. So I have one of those little 2 foot high kind of tower heaters that just kind of takes the chill out of the air. Gives a little bit of warmth.
For sure. You don't have to wear sweatpants and a bunny hug around the house to stay toasty warm, hey?
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
There is one positive to this cooler weather. We don't have to deal with the creepy crawlies anymore of the summer months.
At least some of them, because there's always a few that try and make their way inside to get out of the cold.
Oh, exactly. I've had a ton of maple bugs make their way into my place. A couple of millipedes, which have been a little creepy, especially when I'm in the bathroom trying to do the business, and all of a sudden this thousand-leg creature crawls out from underneath the wall, and it's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, right?
Yeah, and you're not in a position to jump
at
that point. No,
I can't act. I'm stuck. I'm literally pinned to the toilet and can't do anything about it. It's annoying. But, yeah, sometimes you have those bug infestations, and they do tend to get to you. 306-783-3699. We want to hear about your bug infestation, especially during these fall months. Maybe you got a maple bug problem or a centipede problem as well.
Forget the caramel secret. Reader wants to know how Reese's gets the peanut butter into the cups.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
And if you listened in yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour, you would know that Rockin' the Fields of Minnedosa is coming back for next year.
Yes, we had the big announcement yesterday with Rob Wallace, Chuck, chatting about the lineup of who everybody is looking forward to see. Our Lady Peace, Loverboy, Nazareth, Big Rack, Foghat, Finger 11, Chilliwack, Honeymoon Suite, Mark Farner's American Band, Jack Russell's Great White, Streetheart, Harlequin, Helix Tuke, and many, many more.
It is jam-packed. That is a heck
of
a
return. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah, it is. And tickets come on sale next week on Monday.
Yeah, 10 a.m. Monday morning. You can get in to get your tickets for Rockin' the Fields. Is there anybody who you'd really like to see on the lineup there?
Oh, I think I got to go with Streetheart or Honeymoon Suite. Chilliwack as well.
I would love to see Chilliwack, actually. Chilliwack. And, I mean, Our Lady Peace is always good, too.
Oh, yeah.
Saw Big Wreck there, actually, at Minnedosa about 3-4 years ago, and they were really good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think everyone's just jacked up to have that make a return. Once again, that is getting underway July 29th to the 31st. If you want tickets, you can visit rockinthefields.ca or give them a call at 1-888-330-8333.
Reader wants to drive a Zamboni. If you're willing to let him, please pre-submit your insurance claim.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Good morning, you're listening to Fox FM. Happy Tuesday, and everyone remembers gym class back in the day, especially in high school. It was one of the more relaxing classes, we'll call it.
Yeah, sometimes you do actual, like, physical activity, like, you know, fitness tests and things. But a lot of time you ended up, you know, playing games, floor hockey or basketball or volleyball or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Touch football outside. I always remember the kids would try and sneak in tackle football during recess.
Ah.
And there'd be a few broken bones or busted noses. Or
see, we had our little loophole in high school. We used to go to a big open lot that was just off the school grounds, so they couldn't police us. So we'd go play tackle football there. And of course, I think I wound up with at least probably one concussion in the process playing there. But it was still a good time.
Yeah, I think there was one occasion where I ended up headbutting another kid on my own team, busted his nose, and I had a concussion for a solid weekend But yeah, back to the fitness tests. That always has changed over the years. You said that you had to climb ropes back in the day.
We had the rope climb. We had the pegboard on the wall where you just climb your way up to the top, peg by peg, and then go up to the top and then come down again. We had that one.
Oh, yeah.
What else do we have? We used to do the 12-minute run.
Oh, yeah, we did that, too. Yep.
Yes, Jake Isles' band is forever burned into my mind because every time we did the 12-minute run, I'm convinced that our teacher had one cassette that he put in the school stereo, and it was always the best of the Jake Isles band. So every time I hear Freeze Frame and Centerfold, I always think of doing the 12-minute run back at Conquest School.
That's awesome. Yeah, I always remember when I was a little kid, you'd have those little scooters. They had like the four wheels.
The little square scooters.
Yeah, exactly. Those were a lot of fun. I can't remember. I think it was like we'd do races across the gym or something on those bad
boys. You'd get a good run and then you'd jump on and see how far you could coast.
Find a way to say something nice to someone serving you today.
Someone might just do it to you.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
We posted a photo of a maple bug on our Facebook post, and we've gotten a few comments about these buggers crawling around people's homes. Cassie Hines said, "I found and killed like six or more of those a day in our house over the last couple of weeks. They are gross."
Yes, and Louise said she saw them for the first time this year. a lot of them, actually.
They are everywhere. And it's funny because, like, whenever it is chilly outside, they bunch up to stay warm, right? They basically mold into this big ball of maple bugs.
Yeah.
It's just gross.
Oh, my goodness.
They are nasty looking bugs. But, hey, soon enough, we won't have to worry about them anymore, which is always a nice perk of winter. However, we'll have to deal with our face hurting whenever we step out the door.
Yeah, you know, yin yang.
Yin yang. It's always a thing with the seasons.
CFGWFM.
Follow us on Twitter as more hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
No matter how old you are, your sugar intake around this time of year is increased by tenfold, including parents, kids, grandparents, everyone. The boxed candy is pulled out and everyone enjoys it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so good. I still have probably half a box of mini chocolate bars to finish off.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get rid of them, get them out of the house so they're gone.
They're gone. Get them out of there before you have to eat them all throughout November. The list that we made last week before Halloween, my mom looked at and was like, this is what I'm getting you. So she got me a little bit of a treat bag with everything on that list in there, and I still have to get through all of it.
Sweet.
So yeah, I'll probably gain 5 to 10 pounds after finally getting through all of that.
Yeah.
And all the kids are also going to be a little hyper over the next several weeks. Prayers to the
gym
parents.
Class, work it off.
Oh yeah, make the kids run outside as much as possible, especially in the cold weather. They'll burn that energy in no time.
Fox FM's Avery and Reader both grew up on the farm, have three brothers, and drive the same car. They are either long-lost twins, or Craig needs to do some explaining.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Kicking off tomorrow, it's a big event going on with the Yorkton Exhibition.
The 32nd edition of the Grain Millers Harvest Showdown. It's going to be a good time happening, starting tomorrow right through the weekend. And, of course, getting going, as you mentioned, tomorrow. Chore Team Competition, Breeders' Alley opens up. There's going to be the Horsepower Showcase, Mutton Busting, Mini Chuck Wagon Races, Heavy Horse Pulls. So there's going to be a lot happening on day number one, and then it just ramps up from there.
Exactly. You got the comedian Quick Dick McDick rolling into town for Thursday. You've also got Thirsty Thursday, where it's $3 for food and drinks there. And you've also got the PBR going on throughout
Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday. So it's going to be a blast.
Yes, indeed. Cabarets, Lenny and the Gypsies on Friday night, and then Odd Man Out on Saturday night.
Yeah, it never ends. So be sure to take part in the festivities with the Yorkton Exhibition Association.
For sure.
Today's hit music.
We never turn away another song, so here's one more.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
And I've seen a lot of maple bugs around lately.
Yeah.
A lot in my home, a lot outside. And people are saying the same thing, that they've seen a ton out and about.
Yeah, and we've had a few people comment. Shania saw a bunch in Saskatoon last week. She said they looked a lot like cockroaches, though she hopes they weren't. Lorna, she says she's seen more than ever this year. Tracy just sent us a gif of someone nodding, yep, me too.
Yeah, so I've seen a ton of those.
Seen a bunch. Gerald said it's an invasion. And Janet said she's seen just a few outside, but nothing inside yet.
It depends, I guess, where you are, if they're pretty nasty or not in terms as to how many there are. But they are everywhere, and they've made their way into my house more than once. I've caught a few of them flying around, which has spooked me a little bit. I'll catch them in the corner of my eye, and I'm like, what is flying around my home right now? What is ready to just land on my face and bite my nose off?
Oh, my goodness.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.